So the at a high level, if you say, what is the goal of DOGE, or I think a significant part of the presidency is to restore democracy. This may seem like, well, are we in a democracy? Well, if you don't have a feedback loop, okay, we'd have to, if you, sorry. So your gravitas can be difficult sometimes. If there's not a good feedback loop from the people to the government, and if you have rule of the bureaucrat, if the bureaucracy is in charge, and then what meaning does democracy actually have? If the people cannot vote and have their will be decided by their elected representatives in the form of the president and the Senate and the House, then we don't live in a democracy, we live in a bureaucracy. To restore democracy. This may seem like, well, are we in a democracy? Well, if you don't have a feedback loop, we'd have to, if you...
All right, morning everybody. Now, I've got something that's a little bit disturbing to talk about. It's the unfortunate reality in our current day that the states have no respect for your veterans, no respect for those that spilt their blood so that you may actually have a country to govern. And it's going to become apparent that these police officers of all the states demonstrate a complete lack of respect for the very foundations of the country that need to be defended so that they can act like the Nazi thugs that they want to act like. We can clearly demonstrate this by the human trafficking that they seek to do on a daily basis.
Listen, if you continue to do that, I will send your car to defect heaven. Wake up, filthy.
These things are called burdens of warfare, or financial burdens put upon you by the state in a revenue raising instead of upholding justice. Justice. Revenue raising takes precedence over justice.
This is bullshit. This is a highway patrol dude that is blocking a cycleway and running path here at Alfred Point Bridge between St George and Sutherland Shire, trying to book people hidden behind a concrete wall in an unmarked car on a double demerits weekend on a long downhill descent on a bridge. That's just crap. That is not serving the community. That is straight up revenue raising, and I'm not about it. You can't see him. Tell you what, you can see though, you can see on Waze where dozens of people have marked the location of this bloke that's trying to rip you off.
Now, we will remind you that all of the police in Australia were force medically procedured by a bunch of heathens in parliaments across the country that made decisions on behalf of military powers in their executive branches that push this around your country at a total disrespect for your veterans. Now, before we get into this, we have started to put the paperwork together to charge Pauline Hanson. This is your opportunity to give us everything you can find, not only on Pauline Hanson, but the party she represents as its leader. This includes Malcolm Roberts and all of the criminal offences that he may be involved in. It can be very well demonstrated through phone calls to Malcolm's office that they either are in ignorance of who they serve and what they are doing, or they are wholly complicit in it by trying to brainwash you out of what you are so that their administering government can continue to human traffic you. Human traffic you.
want from me. ARs and them 223s. Fucking around with me, you see. I'm hot, I'm 500 degrees. Heard he caught a body, but that does not.
Now, we already spoke about Angus Campbell and the Brereton Report. We already spoke about Ricardo Bossi being in command on the ground in Afghanistan. We already spoke about soldiers being thrown under the bus by this Australian government. And we're going to show you videos of a wokeified state oppressing your veterans, the ones that actually defended your land so that you could be free, are no longer free themselves to enjoy their country because you are being pushed around by revenue raisers we call policy enforcers that enforce the policy of the public.
Hey besties, are you interested in a career with the Queensland Police? Bet.
Life in the QPS totally slays. No 2 days are ever the same. It's giving main character energy.
Now, we will talk about law here as well. Anderson versus Commonwealth 1925. Now, Anderson tried to proclaim that he was a member of the public in a bid to change the way that Queensland Sugar dealt with its trade. And that went to court, Anderson versus Commonwealth 1925. And Anderson was denied being a member of the public because he retained no office title, no title of office to sit in public service, your public servants. And you're going to hear in a phone call that you are being treated as members of the public.
If you are a member of the public wishing to speak to a staff member or for any other purpose, please press 5.
For using a Zionist money machine. A Zionist money machine. Now, we also saw the entire parliament at the behest of their money masters scream and tanty in the parliament about religious freedoms while proclaiming their support for a nation state at the total ignorance of South African Judaists, the ones that reported Israel for genocide. So what we witnessed last week was this Australian Parliament aiding and abetting war criminals instead of standing up for Judaist freedoms.
I am not going to complicate this. I don't want any division in here. I just want the Jewish community to know that we are there for you. The anti-Semitism going on in this country has got to stop. It is not just hateful and hurtful, it's un-Australian, flat out. Seriously, this is not who we are. The people who are doing this spray painting, hateful things on our childcare centres, on our cenotaphs, not to mention the vandalism of property that is going on in the Jewish community. You people are at the bottom of the barrel. You seriously are Australia's scum. You are Australia's scum. And all politicians and all leaders need to resist the urge to use these attacks for political purposes. This little bit of time we have is letting the Jewish community know, without all these amendments, we have your back. We have your back. You can go and criticise this side and you can do whatever. That was not the point of this. It's sharing the love with the Jewish community, saying, hey, we're hearing you. We're hearing you. And what we have done and what we haven't done doesn't matter. What matters is this. is that we have your back. We have your back, and that shouldn't come down to politics. It shouldn't come down to amendments, okay? It shouldn't come down to... These people need to be shown the love. They are feeling the hurt, and they are feeling the pressure, and God forbid their kids don't even want to go to school. This is not about politics. This is about saying, you know what, we're here for you. We're here for you. We have your backs. We don't always get this right, but we have you, and you're in our sights, and that we love you, and that we will do everything we can to protect you and your families. We don't need amendments here. This is what this is about today. It's about coming together on something so important to let them know as we all stand as one. So the Jewish community out there, to your kids, we are here and we are doing everything we can to protect you.
They wholly stood there in their Semitic beliefs. And we can go into the fact that Semitic is Assyrian and Arabian and all these other locations around the Middle East, not just the Zionist state of Israel, the bastardization of Israel, the sun, the moon, and the truth. They will prefer to lie to you. And Jackie Lambie very easily demonstrated the most disgraceful exhibition on the Senate floor. It is an embarrassment to our country having ministers act like tantying children on the floor while they manipulate the population as members of the public, aka wards of the state, aka subservient to the Australia Act, aka in line of authority to foreign interests in London. Those foreign interests in London are at the behest of those Zio-American powers that you are watching in Donald Trump. You're all cheering this on when you don't realise that the tariffs are going to affect your trade market here in Australia in the most detrimental way. You have run out of money, and these ministers are ignorant or complicit to what could be considered war criminal gang in Israel. The ICCJ made a determination, and under the Criminal Code 1995, this Australian government is to adhere to that determination at international law. Meaning that if anybody from the Israeli government were to turn up in Australia, they would be obligated under the ICC to arrest those people and see them taken to The Hague, like Slobodan Milosevic. Now, we witnessed UN inspectors come to visit forensic mental health in Queensland jails and New South Wales jails. Five states in Australia, said, come on in. We've done nothing wrong as administrators. We haven't broken international law. Please have a look at our jail facilities. Whereas New South Wales and Queensland said, you can't come in here. Oh, no. Congratulations, Queensland, for not letting them in. We should stand together in our war crimes activity. We should stand together because we are complicit in using forced medical procedure inside forensic mental health to change the beliefs of some of these people that want to believe that they're free or believe that this government might actually be criminal in nature. Oh, you can't believe that. You can't believe that you're occupied. You can't believe the truth. Therefore, we're going to use this very dangerous brain poison to poison your mind. And in the past, we have seen people leave those facilities dribbling at the chin. They have been mind corrupted so badly by Forensic Mental Health New South Wales and Forensic Mental Health Queensland. This is what is considered to be a crime, an international war crime being carried out by administrators administering your government because you failed to bring the treasury back up into a wholesome wealth. You rely on Zionist American Reserve Bank currency under the 1933 Securities Act in the USA. This is why your country is registered in the SEC, because it borrows money from a Zio-American creditor that has come to see you pushed into the gutter while it debt collects with its Nazified police forces in all your states.
As a recruit, you'll get paid to train at the academy. No cap, that's a W.
POV, you're in your policing era.
In the Queensland Police, you can work in specialist units like the Dog Squad or Water Police.
Vibe.
As a first-year constable, you can earn a starting salary of $87,000 and 6 weeks annual leave.
Very demure, very mindful.
Iconic.
So if you're ready to start a challenging and rewarding career, say less.
I have not touched it.
I am moving it.
Get on your bike.
But you're not going to talk down to me. You're not going to talk down to me. I'm complying with you. Where do you want me to move it to?
Meanwhile, how are the government dealing with the fact that they may not reach the legally binding target of fewer than 1 in 10 children in poverty by 2020? They're going to try to scrap the target. Not only that, it's reported they may also change the definition of poverty in order to lower the numbers of children in poverty. Wow. If we've learnt one thing from this government, it's that politicians really love screwing vulnerable children. Tell me I'm wrong. And while we bemoan the state of the economy...
Of all the weeks to bring it down, Adam...
Oh, do you know what? Fuck 'em. Absolutely fuck 'em.
No, that's the problem.
Fucking problem with this country right now. You make a joke about politicians screwing children, people go, ooh, you can't say that. No, no one can say it for 30 fucking years, and that's why they've been doing it. We need to talk more about the fact politicians are fucking children.
Now, as we look forward, we have some recordings from some ministers. We have some video footage that has been collated from the internet to demonstrate to you what an embarrassment your country has become, and how your police have now been lowered down from their credibility into the woke gutter of communist ideologies. We can see this very clearly by their recruitment videos. We can see very clearly that the police of all states have an SS force, like a Nazi gang, and in Queensland it's called Task Force Raptor. Right? Dinosaurs attacking you. Rawr! Dinosaurs attacking you, pushing your veterans around, assaulting your veterans, having no respect for your defense force, having no respect for civilians in the private.
I'm complying with you. Where do you want me to move it to?
Having no respect for Australians, full stop, because they hire the glam people. The glam people, we'll see that in the videos. And they hire people that are uneducated and can't keep a memory of their job role. We'll see that in the future videos.
UUMV.
Unauthorised use of a motor vehicle.
Unlawful. BAU.
I forgot.
Forensic Crash Unit.
FCU.
SES. State Emergency
Service. So when we look at the video today, I want you to really start to comprehend that this Australian government totally disrespects your veterans that spilt blood so that you could be a society in international law called the Commonwealth of Australia. We also demonstrate that these people have no clue as to who they are while they willingly follow orders that included the support of forced medical procedure and medical experimentation on behalf of health ministers, going against not only the Criminal Code 1995, but international law, bringing about a Nuremberg-style offence across the country.
I have a question in relation to becoming a Queensland police officer.
Mm-hmm. How can I help?
Are we required to have the COVID jab?
At the moment, I don't believe it's mandatory, but let me just verify this with our team. One moment.
Thank you.
Hi there. Yes, so I was correct. It is not mandatory.
Right. When was it mandatory?
That's a very good question. Also, I think it would have been in 2020 or 2019. One moment. So 2021, around between then and 2022.
Right, so how many of your recruits did you poison with a bioweapon?
A bioweapon?
Absolutely, that's not mincing my words here.
So I don't
Between 2019 and 2021, you had how many teams of recruits pass their recruitment?
Are you looking to join the...
I just asked you several questions in relation to joining the Queensland Police Service.
Can I please know your name?
Sorry?
What's your name?
Is that necessary?
Yes.
Why is it necessary to answer questions about joining the Queensland Police Service? I only just wanted to ask questions.
Well, I'm happy for you to email us if you've got all the questions.
Oh, so now you won't answer the questions because you realise that they're dangerous questions to answer. How many recruits did you poison?
I'm sorry, but I cannot answer that question for you because I would be giving you the wrong answer regardless. I don't know the number off my head, and frankly, I do not wish personally to answer that question.
So you're refusing to recognise a bioweapon being used by your department?
I'm refusing to take full responsibility of something
that wasn't my... I didn't say you were responsible for it. Your commanding officers are responsible for it.
I'm sorry. I'm just here to answer any queries about join. If you're happy to join, or if you want to recruiting. This is a police recruitment line for potential applicants or.
So you want uneducated people to join? Is that correct?
They force medically procedured the police that go out and continue to attack all of you, even though they got hit with a bioweapon, poisoned, willingly poisoned, force mandated to keep their jobs as Nazi thugs on behalf of a power that was willing to force medically procedure all of them. So if there are police watching this, and you're sick and tired of looking like a bunch of Nazi thugs, maybe you should realise that a criminal offence has taken place under the Criminal Code 1995, and all of those ministers in that parliament and the executive branch that controls them is wholly responsible for forced medical procedure across your entire profession. And I call it a profession because as policy enforcers, your job is to uphold the public, but you never, ever, ever, ever hold your public servants to account. The actual public that you're supposed to keep to account, keep within the law. Instead, you spend all your time attacking people in the private by human trafficking with traffic notices, which become financial burdens on your own countrymen.
Listen, if you continue to do that, I will send your car to defect heaven.
Wake up, filthy.
On your own countrymen, stupid fucks. Just because you wear a uniform and get paid $87,000 a year by the state, you get employed to harm your own country, your own countrymen. My God, are you stupid for not arresting your health ministers that made these criminal offences, not arresting your Premier of State for making these criminal offences under Section 268 down, 270 and so on, in the Criminal Code 1995. And we are pointing out to all police in all states that they have allowed this to occur by just following orders to attack your countrymen who are the private and not members of the public. Now, if your citizenship makes them members of the public instead of civilians on their homeland, maybe everyone should consider giving that citizenship back. Giving that citizenship back, given that they have a lawful right under the Crown proper to be the civilians of their homeland in the lineage of their forefathers, which are going disrespected across the country, and then all the way up command line responsibility into Angus Campbell's hands and Governor General Hurley's hands for forced medical procedure of these police, nurses. You think all those doctors out there that administered this are not liable? Of course they're liable. All those chemists out there that administered this willingly are also liable. And it's up to all of you to start realizing what's going on, as we demonstrate in this video today, some pretty horrific stuff that your state governments are willing to attack your veterans that served your country so that you may live by still waters. Do you feel like you live by still waters while those waves of finance in the human trafficking cause you burdens to the point where you can't function in society at the hands of those police that like to harm their own countrymen because they're totally ignorant about what it means to be a country, and they're totally ignorant that they serve Zio-American powers as debt collectors? You're all members of the public, and it's the public that's in debt. So you'll pay the public debt while those people like Pauline Hanson can have more concrete for Queensland. You ask Pauline Hanson how many homes she owns. You ask Pauline Hanson how much tax she pays. You ask Pauline Hanson if she's paid in Reserve Bank notes or gold and silver. You ask Pauline Hanson why she doesn't give a crap about you or your veterans. You ask Malcolm Roberts why he denies the truth in the Great Seal problem. He only needs to get up off his ass and walk to the end of the bench and look at the top of the mace to realise he don't serve that mace. He serves a foreign Great Seal, which is owned by a pedo king, a pedophile enabler called King Charles III, whose own family, Prince Andrew, got caught out doing that stuff. Linked to Epstein, linked to, as we said, Rolf Harris and Jimmy Savile, best mates with Charlie Boy. So it goes without saying that these people in your parliament are the ones enabling this to occur.
Of all the weeks to bring it down, Adam.
Oh, do you know what? Fuck them. Absolutely fuck them.
No, that's the problem.
Ooh. You know what? That's the fucking problem with this country right now. You make a joke about politicians screwing children, people go, ooh, you can't say that. No, no one can say it for 30 fucking years, and that's why they've been doing it. We need to talk more about the fact politicians are fucking children.
See? Pretty evident. Pretty evident that there is no respect for the Australian population coming out of any of these police forces. Pretty clear that they hire some real idiots to do the job. Pretty clear that they won't hire people of intellect that support and defend their country because they become revenue raisers for the state, issuing traffic notices called human trafficking. If this isn't sinking into all of your heads and you're not telling your neighbors what's going on in your country, you will be human trafficked into nothing. You'll own nothing and you'll enjoy it.
This is bullshit. This is a highway patrol dude that is blocking a cycleway and running path here at Alfred Point Bridge between St George and Sutherland Shire, trying to book people hidden behind a concrete wall in an unmarked car on a double demerits weekend on a long downhill descent on a bridge. That's just crap. That is not serving the community. That is straight up revenue raising, and I'm not about it.
The debt collectors want everything from you at the end of usufruct, where a merger of usufruct takes place, and the creditor believes they own everything under your feet, including the block of land you call your home, you can no longer afford to pay the mortgage on. They have pushed this to the point where you will die before you pay your mortgages, leaving your children with nothing but debt they can't pay, while the state takes the land from underneath your feet and gives it to immigrants. And gives it to immigrants that they keep bringing into your country in divide and conquer, and none of the people in your country have any clue what's happening to them while they willingly go and join places like the police force and get told what to do by some command line responsibility that's already been shown to inject you all with a poison, a bioweapon. And you haven't considered this in international law. You haven't considered that they might aid and abet that Zio-American power to commit war crimes and then think it can go and create some sort of holiday district in Palestine at the expense of the Palestinians that own the land under their feet. At the expense of all of those Palestinians. Do you believe you own all of Palestine in a mandate for Palestine when the United Nations already determined in United Nations resolutions that 1967 borders are where you're supposed to pull back to? Yet you keep pushing out of them and you wonder why the world keeps attacking you. Well, you're going outside of all the agreements you all agreed to in 1967. In 1967, to a land you terrorized in a Night of the Trains incident where you bombed with real world explosions those Anzac and British that freed Palestine from the Ottoman Empire. Zionism through Eitan Livni, who was arrested for that terrorism and then freed from a jail in a jail break, right? A real world criminal came back with Zio powers to slaughter people in Palestine under a Nakba by pushing the ideology that it was a land for Jewish people all around the world, which was a total lie. And we've already pointed out Pauline Hanson's failure to uphold religious freedoms by displaying the scarf of a nation state instead of a Judaic faith in lots of other countries around the world. No, Pauline Hanson serves those Zionists. She's not talking about religious freedoms. You can see this by the way Jackie Lambie had the massive tanty in the parliament about her Israel money masters at the behest of those military command line, right, at the expense of all those other Judaic faiths around the world.
Is this, is that we have your back. We have your back, and that shouldn't come down to politics. It shouldn't come down to amendments, okay? It shouldn't come down to, these people need to be shown the love. They are feeling the hurt, and they are feeling the pressure, and God forbid their kids don't even want to go to school.
She didn't support Judaism. She didn't support religion. She supported a nation state of Israel, which has been defined as a genocidal power that has ethnically cleansed the Palestinian territory, making Pauline aiding and abetting a war criminal power in Israel. We can see that in Jackie Lambie as well. So at the expense of religion, using that religion as an excuse for their Zionist behaviors and their war criminal activities, they scream wolf in the parliament, and we all know what happened to the boy that cried wolf. Eventually everybody went, yeah, ignore the wolf, and then those international war crimes came in to bite like a wolf, right? The wolf in sheep's clothing, acting like it's not there, eventually gets bitten by the wolf in the international law for going outside of some pretty seriously laid out legislations that were put in place. Now, we will remind you what those Americans said when they held the Nuremberg. They said, if we put this to our own lips, it's a poison chalice to our own lips. What they meant was that if they make these laws against those Nazi Germans, they are making those laws against themselves as well in the international community. And the warning was not to follow through and commit those offences themselves. Oh, lo and behold, COVID came along and they committed all those offences, didn't they? And they believe that you're all so dumb that you'll just accept it. Just accept it. Well, I'm telling you not to accept a bunch of war criminals that have shown their obedience and adherence to Israel over and above the Constitution. Over and above the Constitution. Very clearly demonstrated by Pauline Hanson. Very clearly demonstrated by Jackie Lambie. This is a crime to your own constitution at section 44. And then we look at section 116 and we look at this total scope while we look at veterans across the country losing their homes because DVA doesn't pay them enough to pay those homes off when they should have been given land for serving a certain amount of years. Many of these veterans have served 15 years in the Defence Force and are homeless today because of people like Jackie Lambie, because of people like Pauline Hanson. We look at those veterans being abused and assaulted and intimidated by Queensland police, who are merely a bunch of children thinking that they need to uphold the law, or some Zionist debt collector.
I have not touched you. I am moving it.
Get on your bike.
But you're not going to talk down to me. You're not going to talk down to me. I'm complying with you. I'm complying with you. Where do you want me to move it to?
Of some Zionist debt collector. So when you see that police officer, ask him who he serves, because he doesn't serve the Commonwealth of Australia under the Constitution Act. He serves London, Israel, through the Australia Act, right? And it's start to become apparent to you all now that the two pieces of federal legislation that need to be repealed are the Statute of Westminster Adoption Act 1942 and the Australia Act 1986, where those states joined a foreign power and left your Commonwealth of Australia under the Constitution. This is why the federal government doesn't act like your government. It's a foreign government under a foreign great seal, under a foreign crown, under a foreign king, under a foreign stone, under a foreigner. A foreigner that has enabled people like Jeffrey Epstein and that sort of cartel. Ghislaine Maxwell was in the side of the royal family. Don't forget this. Ghislaine Maxwell was the English arm of this network that was enabled by these royal family powers, by these what we call black nobility powers. Powers that hold gold and silver and treat all of you like wards of state that need to be managed, pushed around, and you're the fodder that puts that silver spoon more concrete for Queensland, right, Pauline?
Listen, if you continue to do that, I will send your car to defect heaven.
Wake up, filthy.
More concrete for Queensland, right? More investment for Queensland from these rich families at the expense of Queensland, because Queensland is no longer under the Commonwealth of Australia proper. Is it, Pauline? It's very easy to see that you serve that Israel power going against Section 44.1 and Section 44.2 of the Constitution, which is defined at the preamble to be under the blessing of Almighty God. And here's the hard thing for you to realise, Pauline. You rely on the Bill of Rights 1688 for parliamentary privilege. Well, that Bill of Rights didn't define you to be in line of authority of that law. So you're not under the Bill of Rights. So do you technically have parliamentary privilege? Oh, those judges are going to listen to me. Those judges are going to want to know more about what you've been doing and why you've done it. So as we finish this video, gather all your evidence. Put all the videos of these people speaking. Gather all the legislation you believe they've broken. Put the crime with the offence. Put the time, date, crime, name, who did what, who was there. Define the offence. Define it all. Keep it in your computer or in a folder. And then when you've got enough, say, hey, Steve, I've got this big pile of information I need to forward on to you, and we will find a way to get it off you. Stop putting it on social media. Stop putting it on Facebook. Stop putting it on Twitter. Stop putting it on TikTok. Stop putting it on Instagram. You're allowing these criminals to be a step ahead of you because you're giving away all the evidence to a people that don't deserve that evidence to defend themselves. They need to be accused in the courtroom And a judge needs to hear from their own mouths as to why they've gone against the law. The Criminal Code 1995, The Hague, Geneva, and a whole host of other stuff that would define them to be working outside of the lineage of your forefathers. They're not in line of authority to your ANZAC. They're not in line of authority to your realm. They're not in line of authority to your constitution. Pauline does not serve your constitution. It is very, very, very clear who she serves. Now, as we come to the end, your help is necessary financially, physically. Join in, participate. Become a countryman again. Stand up to this criminal behaviour by your state police. Stand up to this criminal behaviour by your federal and state politicians. Stand up and start really looking at how you can charge them from some legal standing that puts the international laws on the table instead of looking at a corporate whitewash of bad people in government that made bad corporate decisions that allow them to follow corporate policy that they should be policy enforced for. So we call upon all those police in all states to realise that these ministers that are in the public are the ones you're supposed to keep accountable while you treat the people of the country as being in the private. Now, it could be said that some citizenship papers might actually influence that and allow you to treat people like members of some body corporate, the public, of which they technically are not. This would make them debt slaves, debt slaves, debt slaves, debt slaves, debt slaves, debt slaves.